We were only there for, I think, 3 years, because it all went quite sour. I think I was quite naughty. I think that's maybe the way that I reacted. Not naughty, you know, it's hard to describe, but my brother was depressed. I was quite naughty. And it just completely went sour, and it was too much in one house, I think.
With your aunt and uncle?
Yeah, I mean, not in the sense of... I don't really know how to describe it. It just fell apart. Like, everyone just sort of fell apart and
wasn't working.
Moved apart from each other. Not in a, you know, we weren't arguing all the time. It wasn't that kind of thing. But we were all just in our own worlds, coping with everything.
Yeah.
I mean, my uncle, who was my mum's brother, was very close to my mum. So he had to deal with that whilst, you know, their children had come to live with him.
Yes.
He had never had children before. Suddenly he had two teenagers. My brother was depressed. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't the best.
It's a lot to cope with.
Mm. So my brother left first. He got put into foster care. And then I think a year later, I got put into foster care as well.
Oh, my word.
So, yeah.
So what happened from that point?
I went to live with a lovely family in High Wycombe. And that was lovely until social services decided they didn't want me there anymore. And I just came home and all my stuff was in black bin bags. And I was told I had to leave that, which was actually really hard. Just because, you know, it was the first place that felt like my parents. You know, they were quite like my parents. So that was hard. Moved out of there. I moved into another family and I was there for quite a while. And I was happy there. It was quite difficult. Foster care is a whole new story. You know, I could talk about that for another hour. So much happens there.